What other kinds of corn, or what other kind of bread and cakes are made of cornmeal? You ever heard of any other kinds can be made?
Yeah, you make batter cake and different stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And my daddy, he had a frying pan with that fish. Mm-hmm. And he mixed it up and pulled that thing up and he called it the bass bread.
And that's a real hard type of bread?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. He called it the bass bread. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are two kinds of bread, the homemade kind and the kind that you buy at the store. This kind that you call it buy at the store, what do you refer to that as?
Well, the kind of buy at the store, they call it loaf bread. Mm-hmm. Some people call it light bread. Mm-hmm. And some people call it, you got the thing they call it the hot dog bread. Mm-hmm. And the biscuits, all like that.
Okay. What is that thing that's fried in beef fat with a hole in the center? You referred to this a minute ago. Sometimes you make these things up with batter and fry three or four of these and you put syrup and butter on them. What do you call
those? Batter cake.
Okay. You went to the store to buy two what of flour? What size did you buy a flour?
Well, just according to the size of the tree, some people buy 6 pounds. Some buy with a 12-pound bag, okay. And they buy the self-rising. Mm-hmm. And most of these people just use the plane.
What would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda? Like if you were to make bread, and there's certain ingredients that you might need besides baking powder and soda. Well, a small little pack and dry.
Well, in that case, you buy the self-rising flour. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to put nothing in that. Everything's in there.
Do you ever make bread yourself? Mm-hmm. What is there a little thing that you have to use to put in it to make it come up? Make it rise?
Well, the self-rising flour, you don't have to put anything in that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The plain flour, you put the baking powder, or you put soda in there, and it rises.
Yeah, what do you call the inside part of the egg?
Well,
that inside part.
Well, we call the white, you know, the whiteness.
Okay.
And the other, we call it the redness. It's two parts in there.
Okay.
White and red.
Okay. What color would you say that the yolk of the egg usually is?
Well, the yolk is white, mm-hmm. and the other one is red.
Okay. If you cook them, these eggs, in hot water, what do you call them then?
You just call them boiled eggs.
Okay. If you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what are they?
Well, they're still kind of boiled eggs, like, but nobody does that.
Okay.
When you crack them, they fry.
Okay. Fat soft pork is called what?
Well, you call it fat fat.
Okay, fat fat. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it?
When you cut the side of a hog?
Mm-hmm. What's that part of the meat called?
Well, we call it the side of shoulder. Okay. Or something like that.
Okay. The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs, what's that called?
Breakfast with eggs.
Okay. The outside of the bacon is called what?
No, no need for the outside. Okay.
Okay. The kind of meat that you buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs is what?
It's sort of breakfast.
Breakfast.
Right.
The kind of meat that you buy on a chain. What's that called?
Sausage.
Okay. And who kills and sells that kind of meat? What's that? Who's eating?
Well, there's a lot of markets do that. And a lot of farmers, mm-hmm. who raise these hogs, kill them.